Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Today's devotional is entitled, His Grace is Sufficient. We read in 2 Corinthians 12:10, Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. There was once a poor man who had only one son and one horse. As the son grew older, he used the horse to plow the fields, to haul produce to market, and ride from place to place on various errands. The townspeople pitied the poor man and often made disparaging remarks about his poverty. One day went from bad to worse when his son was returning from the village on the horse and was thrown to the ground and his leg broken. His neighbors clucked their tongues and wondered what evil thing this poor man had done to have such bad fortune befall him. He would just smile and reply, "The Lord knows what I need. I will trust Him to give me what He wants me to have." Not long after the son's accident, the king of the province dispatched messengers to each village and demanded that every able-bodied young man immediately report for battle. The only one in that age group who was not conscripted was the poor man's injured son. In short time, the sad news was relayed to the village that the battle had gone very wrong, and all of the young men had died in the fray. Now the man who had once been pitied for his poverty was considered to be the one who was blessed. As a child of God, we should desire to be under His control. He may delay the answer to our prayer, or He may deny it as He did with Paul. Whatever the Lord determines for our lives, to delay or deny, we can know that His grace is sufficient. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails or read his devotional online or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.